I am Rebecca, daughter of Themyscira, guardian of the subway, keeper of the band Coalstick, lord of the Yankees, seeker of all things Trek, destroyer of internet stupidity, almighty herald of Lola, queen of the leftover army, and rightful heir to the porcelain throne.
I'm Austin?
Hey everybody, welcome once again to the Old Man Cave for another fantastic, F-tastic Tales from the Yard that almost didn't happen. I mean, holy shit. Can we have any more fuck-ups with technology or people's schedules or people saying they're going to show up and then not show up? Whatever. We're going to go ahead and put this content out for you because you folks, well, you're special and we love you. All three of you that are listening. Hey, it's the Old Man, and we're going to have a great time tonight. And David is on vacation again because he's got like 5 weeks of vacation. And then I don't know where Austin went. I believe alcohol is involved. If he shows up, great. If not, I've got two great people with me. First off, the queen of the leftover army and soon to be perhaps permanent sidekick here on the show, Rebecca. Rebecca.
Hello. I don't know if I am ready to be upgraded to permanent sidekick.
Well, then, you know what?
I don't know if I'm ready for that responsibility.
That belongs to another show. Sidekicks belong to another show, as well as probably, never mind. Well, you and I had a discussion on the rating system. I am not a fan of that rating system. That rating system, it's not a good rating.
I guess, call me a left out. How about that?
No,
I could be a left out.
I was almost left out.
Instead of a leftover.
I know.
That's true.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, there's another person here in the yard with me, first time listener. You know, here's the funny thing, Rebecca. We sent out the bat signal and said, hey, we have all these new people that are joining up. Let's invite them to the podcast. And not one of them. Not a one. Not a one wanted to come. Nobody.
Because they heard I was going to be on. And no. They were like, ugh, again?
No, they heard my show. They heard my show. So then I decided, you know, I had two young gentlemen say, well, I want to be on the show. And one of them's here with us first time, everybody. How about a big round of applause after the drop for our good friend Dante.
I love me.
Dante,
what's going on?
Don't you love the drop?
I did not approve of that. No.
My fucking show, so
it's a drop. It's all good. It's good.
You are fucking lucky, sir. You are lucky that was your drop and not another drop. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
What was it, Despacito or something?
Have you heard that, Justin? Despacito. I like that.
The day that you play Despacito on this podcast. As I am never coming back. I cannot hear that song ever again.
It's a good song.
Not after you've heard it 80,000 times.
Oh, I'm so glad I haven't heard it that long, that many times.
Oh, they won't even play it in Zumba class because of Bieber. Bieber's such a dick.
Oh, yeah.
But Dante's not a dick, so that's a good thing.
Dante's cool people. That's why he's
I did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And we've only spent the last hour and a half trying to get Dante on the show because Facebook sucks. And so, you know, there it is.
Oh, so weird.
It is weird. So, Dante, tell us a little bit about yourself. I would play the Who Are You bumper, but I just don't feel like it. I can't even. So a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into other cool stuff.
All right. Well, I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. I've only been here about 2 years. I'm originally from California, and it's just a lot cheaper to to live out here and buy a house and stuff. So I have two dogs and three cats. My lovely girlfriend Whitney, and she's actually on vacation right now in Myrtle Beach. So it's just been me with the animals for about like 5 or 6 days now. And you know, I gotta keep the house tidier. If she comes home and it's a mess, then I'm gonna be messed up. But yeah, I was in the Navy for 4 years, and
ooh, what'd you do in the Navy?
I actually was a cook and mostly a baker in the Navy.
No way, really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a coveted job because the Navy's got great food.
You know, well, it was a lot better when I was cooking it.
See? There you go. Like, you have to have really good food in the Navy or there'd be a revolt. So you have really good
Yeah.
food. That's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, up until kind of recently, people who are still on board and people friends of mine and everything would always be like, man, we wish you were here making this, making that. And now they've since moved on, so I don't hear that stuff anymore. But that was always nice to hear. I mean, if you want to hear a little story, you know, the whole Captain Phillips thing.
I'm your captain now. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was on the ship that had the Navy SEALs that ended up killing those pirates. And that brought Captain Phillips on board. They brought him on board our ship, and I made him a big bucket of cookies.
You made Captain Phillips cookies.
I did. It's a true story. I swear to God.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
It was crazy, right? I mean, but yeah, so that's just kind of a funny Navy story, I guess.
That's not a funny Navy story. That's a badass Navy story.
Well, I mean, what's funny is I still haven't seen the movie.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Why?
I just haven't. I don't know.
Why? Because you could be like, oh, it didn't go down like that. It didn't go
down. Oh, man. It's crazy. I think there's a YouTube video. I mean, I'm not in it, but I think there's a video on YouTube of when they brought Captain Phillips on board, and a few of those people in the video when they brought him into the medical area. I was friends with a few of those people. So it's pretty cool. It's an interesting story how it all went down, and we got to see some pretty gruesome pictures of those pirates after they got blown away by those snipers. But it's crazy because like the way the snipers took those guys out while the ship's bobbing, and I mean those guys are skilled as hell. So I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah,
but that's pretty much me.
Okay, is your last name really Stegosaurus?
No. I like the dinosaur. I guess I'm 8 years old, so.
So it's really Dante Velociraptor, right?
Yes, that's right.
Dante.
No, my name's Dante.
You don't have your last name. Dante.
Oh, what? I don't care.
All right, you sure? All right, go for it. Dante, yeah. What?
Serechia.
I like Stegosaurus better. What do you think? Rebecca went quiet. What do you think?
I was coughing, so I muted my mic. See? I didn't want that to end up in your podcast. I think, listen, Stegosaurus is a very cool last name, and I think that you should just roll with it, bro. Just roll with it.
I would, for sure. I wish, yeah, I don't know. My poor wife now has my last name. It's very sad.
You know what I just wanted to say, Dante, was my dad's stepfather was a Navy man for, oh gosh, probably about 35, 40 years.
Oh, wow.
So we grew up with lots of Navy stories, yeah, in my house. So thank you for your service.
Oh, cool. Right. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Uh-oh. See, now I hit one button and everything stops. Well, so in a matter of minutes, Dante has brought real content to the show. So you've got that going for you, which is very, 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 very nice. Yeah, if I could find it, Dante. There it is, yeah. Okay, well, we don't have any of those other assholes who said that they were going to show up. They may drop by later. I don't know. It's summer, so everybody's busy. Everybody's on vacation. Everybody's doing way important stuff, and we don't have a set time. I should set a set time, and maybe we can get things done, but I don't know. At any rate, folks, if you would like to participate in the shenanigans here in the yard, it's a very easy way of doing it. You could email us.
And now some email from the yard.
We actually have two emails that you could write into. We have the Leftover Army email, which is leftoverarmy@gmail.com. One word, leftoverarmy@gmail.com. And you can write to all the shows there. Just put the title of the show in the subject matter. So if it's Lola, put Lola. If it's Yard, put Yard. Like, Yard sucks. Keep that Stegosaurus guy on there. That kind of stuff. Great. Or you can email us at a very special email, yardtales@ilovecheesypoofs.com. If you write us there, I will make every attempt to write you back. Unless your name is Rebecca, because
I'm liar. I've never received an email from you from that address. I wrote you
on my "I'm sorry" email. Maybe it got blocked. I better get blocked. I thought it was terrorists writing you. We actually have one, believe it or not, email at the I Love Cheesy Poofs email from somebody who was supposed to be here. It's from Eric the Terrible Marable. And it says, "Hey, guys and gals," is what it said, which is great. Yeah. Oh, I just got a text from Eric. Do you want to hear the text from Eric, or you want to hear the email first?
Read the text. What does Eric say?
Here's the funny thing about, okay, so this is true. So I'm in learning and development, and we're trying to gain attention from people, and studies show that people are more apt to read text messages than emails. Like, if you really want to get a hold of me, you should really just email me. Not email me, I'm sorry, text me. Like,
email me a text.
You could do that too. You could do that too. Or text me an email. But send me a text. I will read every text I get. Even if it's from somebody I don't even know, I will read the text. If you email me, there's a 50% chance I'm not going to read it, even if it's important and it's in my work email. I can't tell you how many times I miss work email stuff because it's just so much of it. But SMS is awesome. Anyway, I got an SMS. I was immediately distracted. So I've proven my own point on effectiveness of SMS messaging. It said, from Eric Terrible Marable, says, "Sorry, I got too busy." Uh-huh. Right. "Wife went out on a late lunch date." Well, isn't she lucky? "Left me with shopping with kid." All right, so we'll be right back to Arable. Eric, we should say bye. Okay.
Who's she on a date with?
And that no, I don't need that. I just said okay, whatever. Buy us some groovy comic books. How about that?
Yeah. He's never sent me a cool comic book. Sends him to Joe Vitale, his BFF, whatever.
Didn't he send you something cool? Didn't Marable send you something cool?
Did he? Oh, gosh, I can't remember. I don't want to say no if he really did. If I say no and he did, I'm going to be in so much trouble. I don't remember.
Eric Marable. Cock block box.
I don't know. No, he's never sent me one of those. No, no. But he's a cool guy. He knows I love him.
I know. Yeah. Except when you hit him, right?
Well, you know, if he just did what I said, I won't have to hit him.
That's true.
See how that works?
I understand that. I totally get that. I'm married. I get it. All right. It says, "Hey, guys and gals," back to his email, right? So if he texts me back, I'll know right away. Okay. "Hey, you old bastards. I just wanted to take some time out of my day to tell you all that Star Wars is better than Star Trek."
Oh, no, no. I am. Is that really what the email says?
Yes. Because it is. I'm right. Rebecca is wrong. Star Wars is the fresh scent of a pine tree sitting next to a roaring fire while sipping on a cinnamon hot chocolate while wearing an Empire Strikes Back t-shirt. Star Trek is the scent of ocean breeze covering the smell of a giant turd while evacuating bowels from your own bathroom with 3-ply paper and a dead battery on your tablet. Sure, you need it in your life, and it's not diarrhea, but it's not as good. Eric Marable. There you go. But Rebecca, what do you have to say about that?
You fucking ambush me again. Twice I come on this damn show and I get ambushed twice. That is not cool, man.
I did not ambush you last time. You knew what you were getting in last time. You knew what you were getting in for last time. Ambush.
Oh, man.
Austin
stabbed me in the back. Your kid stabbed me in the back.
That was pretty funny. That was very, very funny. I thought that was great.
God.
That was awesome.
I'm not arguing with Eric about Star Wars and Star Trek again.
Well, why not? I think you need a rematch. I think you need Joe Vitale.
If Joe Vitale will come on with me, then that's another story. Because Joe...
The Force will be with you.
Joe is like the best wingman for Star Trek. So if him and... I would say Matt Kirby, but I don't know if he's going to switch sides. Too, but I think Joe would stick with me on my Star Trek side.
I tried really hard to be there with you, but I was also moderating, and I couldn't do both, right? So I'm trying to moderate.
I know. No, it's cool.
It would have been so much more fun if you had somebody else. I'm like, Austin, you got to get in there, and you got to help out. Rebecca goes, yeah, but I like Star Wars better. And I'm like, okay, well, just go in there and help Rebecca. And then he changed his mind. It was epic. It was great. It was fantastic. It was, come on, that's comedy gold. Jeez. You were part of epic comedy gold, Rebecca. That's great.
And no, it was interesting. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, I don't know, Dante, where do you land on all this? Are you a Star Wars guy or are you a Star Trek guy?
I like both, but I don't like comparing them. I think that Star Wars being a fantasy sort of story and Star Trek being more actual sci-fi and within like the Earth realm, I guess you could say, rather than in a galaxy far, far away or in a different universe. I can't compare them. I mean, Star Trek has way more content, I guess the media side, and Star Wars, I think, has a lot of it obviously doesn't, but it has a lot more like lore in, I guess, comics. I mean, I can't say I really like both, but I lean more toward Star Wars because I'm just more interested in that. I do like what they've done with Star Trek, and I haven't seen all of the TV series, but I mean, I always like Voyager. I always like, Next Generation. The original series is fun. Haven't really seen much of the other stuff, but I can't see myself reading these characters. You know, I would rather watch them. So I think that's why I lean more towards Star Wars. I would rather read more Star Wars stuff than, because it's just so much more fantasy based than
fascinating
real science based. But that's just me though. I don't know. I really like Star Wars, I don't have a problem with Star Trek. I really love that too. I just don't love it as much as Star Wars for me.
Right.
No one can guarantee the actions of another.
There you go. I need to put that in the drop. Okay, cool. I like them both too. It's fun to get together and rip on each other. And that was really a show. And that was great. But you know, I mean, there's so many great, you can watch 1 hour of Star Trek and there's always a message to it. And I dig that. That's good sci-fi. See, like Star Trek's really awesome sci-fi. And you know, if you want to think about conventions and whatnot, they've been doing it longer than anybody. They were doing the convention scene long before anybody started dressing up as Star Wars characters.
Sure. I mean, it was first. I mean, yeah. So,
I saw.
But I will tell you, I used to go to Trek conventions in there. Go ahead, Rebecca. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was going to say that what you said, Dante, was totally true. That, you know, Star Wars is really a fantasy story, which is great, and then Trek is sci-fi. So it is two, you know, different genres and stuff. And as I said on the last episode, I love Star Wars as well. I just love Trek more.
Right.
Right. Because Trek is still, it will always be my first, my first fandom, the first thing I ever got into. So yeah, I'll just always love Trek more than
usually that's how it is, though. I mean, you get into something when you're a kid or whatever. Like if I never saw Terminator, Back to the Future, Star Wars, stuff like that, I would have never gotten into any of the things that I'm into. I always just remember my mom loving Star Trek. She would always watch it on TV, like new episodes. As a kid, I always thought it was so goddamn boring. And once I learned more about it, you know, as I got older, I started liking it more. But I always associate it with it. Fuck, it's fucking boring. You know, that's just in some instances. You. But that's just my first, my first memory of that, and it's always kind of lingering there. Mm-hmm. I've watched lots of Star Trek stuff, but yeah. I just think it's. I don't think it's as fun as say a Star Wars or other sort of. Other things, you know, other geeky things that are out there.
Yeah. And, you know, the cool thing is we could probably make a Star Trek bumper and no one would argue over it. That's for sure.
True.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I just got a note from Joe Vitale. He said that he was unable to join tonight, that he's too busy buying things online. that he would send somebody in his stead, and that person has shown up. It's been a while since he's been here in the yard, and I actually have a drop for the person. I was going to play the Joe Vitale drop and then joke around, but I'm not, because our good friend Greg Aliente is here, everybody.
Da ding ding, 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 da dang ding, ding ding. The ding ding, 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 the ding ding.
Hey, Greg, how you doing, dude?
What a lovely bumper. Thank you so much, Scott.
Hey, that you should feel honored. Not everybody.
I am honored.
Get a Bob's Burger bumper.
I love it. Love it. Beautiful thing. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. You know, actually showing up. That's awesome. That's a great.
Yeah. I would have been here about 20 minutes ago, but I got home. I was supposed to go to a museum with my dad. It ended up being closed permanently, which is my luck. And my kids wanted to play a little wiffle ball. So I was trying to strike them out. I was throwing these kids some heat, Rebecca, just so you know. I was like, no mercy for these little bastards today. I want to get on a podcast. Oh, yeah, I was buzzing them and everything. I struck out my five-year-old about 7 times.
With a wiffle ball.
With a wiffle ball. I was throwing curves, everything, Scott.
Oh, my God.
No mercy.
Did you beam them in the head? Because that's always fun to do with a wiffle ball.
No, I buzzed their ears pretty well. I didn't beam them in the head. But
Did you throw the hollow wiffle ball or the solid wiffle ball?
I'll tell you what. I got some wiffle balls at Walmart. They're actually kind of hard. They're not soft. They're definitely still plastic balls, but you get hit with those things, it stings. It leaves a mark.
That's right.
Yeah, and I fucked those kids up. They're going to have marks tomorrow when they go to day camp.
There you go. Awesome. Oh, man.
Yeah, great moments in parenting.
Yeah, but you know, you one of these days, yeah. Dante, you get hit. Your kid gets hit in the face with a wiffle ball. You know what the response to that is, don't you, Greg?
Shake it off.
No, there's no crying in baseball.
Just rub some dirt in it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I actually learned the "you're okay, you're okay," even if they're not okay. Just keep saying that. Yeah. Yeah. Eventually, they'll believe it. Yeah.
Oh. It'll build up in them as they grow.
Exactly.
Older.
You're okay if they got like blood squirting out of their artery, you know.
You're okay, it's all right, it's no problem. Yeah,
shake it off, just like
Let's
Taylor Swift says.
Let's not tell mom. It's never happened, right? Pizza, everybody.
What if it was that guy that played like bumpers in real life situations and
oh,
like you said, the shake it off thing, like he plays a bumper automatically. Is that like a superpower? I thought that was funny in my head. Maybe I didn't get it out there.
Java laughed.
I liked it.
Didn't you hear Java laughed with you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we're all good. It's all good. Greg, we're glad you showed up. I'm glad you didn't kill all your kids before you showed up.
Thank you. And sorry I was late, guys.
Don't be sorry. Again, showing up's half the game, right?
I guess so.
The fuck up. All right. Hey, listen, if you we just read Maribel's email on Star Wars versus Star Trek. You know where you land.
It's a trap.
Oh, you want to hear where I land?
Yeah, I would.
So, and I was listening, Dante and Rebecca. So here's what I think. So Star Wars Star Trek is more cerebral and Star Wars is more spiritual. It's just different flavors of ice cream. And
agreed.
For me, Star Wars has always touched me in a way that Star Trek has not for some reason. I don't know what it is. And, you know,
Where did it touch you?
Right in my genitals. No, but, you know, I always tell the story of how – I like Star Trek, don't get me wrong. But so one of my earliest memories, I'm in a movie theater watching what must have been Return of the Jedi. So this is 1983. I was probably about 5 years old. And I'm sitting on my dad's lap, and he's reading the crawl to me because I was too young to be able to read, right? So when The Force Awakens came out, I took my son, who was 5 and a half, and I had my dad next to me and my son in the middle of the both of us, and the crawl starts, and I start reading it to him, and I'm choking up like a, part of my language, like a bitch. I'm like, Luke Skywalker is dead, isn't it? You know, and I'm getting really emotional about it. And that's something like Star Trek, as much as I like it, will never pull the same strings for me that Star Wars does. But you know, it's still good. It's
that is such that bullshit. Is such a great story, Greg. That's a great story, Greg. But see, like for me, that's my same connection to Trek. Is right. I remember watching it in reruns on TV with my dad, and you know, and I would ask him like a million questions. Well, why this and why that, and how does warp work? And my dad, because he's like a total nerd, like knew how to explain warp engines and how they worked and dilithium crystals and all that. So that when they started to release, like there was, I guess it had to have been in the late 80s, maybe early 90s, they released all the Star Trek episodes on like VHS tapes that you could buy like in the special covers. Yep. And like we didn't have a lot of money growing up, but we decided as a family like we were going to buy the whole thing and have it because all of us loved it. And after we had like the whole set, I clearly remember sitting on the living room couch with my dad watching them all. And so like for me, that same connection you have with your dad, like it's the same one I have, but just with Trek. And I think that's just why it just means so much more to me for that same reason, that it's just like an emotional connection. And, but you know, I watch Star Wars too. Like you know, I'm going to watch the new Star Wars movie when it comes out, probably opening night. And I'm going to enjoy it just as much. But I'm also going to watch the new Trek show that comes out on CBS Discovery because I got to watch Trek, you know, anything Star Trek, I'm going to watch it.
That does look like a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, you know, like Star Wars.
I'm super excited to see that. Mm-hmm.
It's funny. Star Wars gets away with a lot more shit than Star Trek does in fairness. So like, you know, there's this whole, oh, it's the will of the force thing. Like,
exactly.
The Millennium Falcon was under Unkar Plutt's tarp for like 15 years, right where Rey lived. And it's just the will of the force. It's all good. If that happened in Star Trek, people would go freaking crazy. You know, well, they just wouldn't allow that.
There's also that problem with Star Wars being way more self-contained.
Yep.
But with Star Trek, like, I don't know why they're doing a prequel because it really limits creativity. Like, it should have been, you know, further in the future and then have all that history and they can kind of, you know, go off of that stuff for, like, this new Discovery show. But, I mean, it still looks pretty cool. But, yeah, it's just the Star Wars, the whole like the Skywalker stuff, that's the main stuff. And the stuff you kind of deviate from people, you know, it's harder to get people more into that. I think unless they go like Knights of the Old Republic stuff and do something in that sort of area, then we get a lot of history there and a lot of people be interested.
See, but there's
in that
whole history. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the history that they're going to explore is that whole time frame around the Federation Klingon War, correct?
Yeah, it's,
and that has never been told in my.
It takes place about. No, it has not really been told, because when we first meet the Klingons in the original series, they're basically, yeah, like where the Federation is in Next Generation with the Romulans, that's where they were with the Klingons in the original series. And so they had like a neutral zone and the whole nine yards. And so, but we don't know why they were ever really at war. I mean, they sort of just left that because the Klingons are a warrior race and the Federation is, you know, more peaceful, that they don't get along. Yeah. So this really does explore that whole thing. And I think what you said, Dante, about Star Wars being a very contained story, that is so true. Like, everybody is a Skywalker who's in messing up the universe. Like, what the hell is wrong with this family that everybody who's a Skywalker tries to take over the universe? But
well,
like,
I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, you have.
Yeah,
right. I get that it's like a. Yeah.
No, I was just saying that it makes
it's
sense.
Like, you know, the story of this family.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, because like it said in the beginning, you have, you know, we had all the Clone Wars stuff, which was really cool. But then, you know, it makes sense that it's all like self-contained. That's how it is. But I mean, there's a lot of stuff they can still do, and they can go around it like they did with Rogue One, whether you like it or not.
Love it.
You know, and then other characters and their spin-off stuff that they're probably doing. But I mean, it's supposed to be self-contained. It's just that's kind of its problem, right, as well as its saving grace. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
yeah,
I
get that.
Yeah, I love Rogue One, and not to take us on a tangent, but has anybody noticed that Rogue One toys and shit are like, you can buy them for like 90% off?
Oh yeah, really? On the Disney store too.
I went to the Disney store outside of Hershey Park in Pennsylvania. And they had Elite Series figures for $3 a piece. And
I'm
going to apologize to the whole army, because I was very much on the verge of posting, like, anybody who wants Elite Series figures. And I'm just too fucking lazy to mail them to everybody. So I'm sorry, guys. I was very close. Everyone hates me now. But I got like 6 figures for $3 each.
That's amazing. But it was at the store online.
They were at the store.
Oh, my God.
Making way for Episode 8, though? They got to, you know, you've got to turn your inventory, though, too. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure. And they're they're die-cast, but they don't bend their arms properly. It pisses me off.
Yeah.
That's why I just keep the die-cast in my in the boxes.
Right.
Disney's weird like that. Like, they have those special edition Diamond Select figures. You've seen my Winter Soldier, right?
I have. I have the same figure.
$11. I paid
$11
for that. You can get it online today for $11.
I bought that figure for $40.
Of course you did. Yeah. And so I'm like, so Disney Store, I don't know. Occasionally they're just like, fuck it, and they just get rid of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love that movie. I just don't think the characters are going to resonate, because it's a one and done, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and get Inglourious Basterds action figures, right?
Pretty much. It's the same idea.
I mean,
yeah.
You have to be a one and done. I mean, it's in that trilogy. It just doesn't focus on those characters. You know,
they all died.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the story doesn't. Like, the characters are one and done, but the idea of what they did, you know, if you want to get.
You're 11, you're playing with your action figures with your friend, and you pull out your Rogue One action figures, and they're like, they're all dead, dude. They're all dead.
Yeah, you know what those
people?
Hey, but people still play with Obi-Wan.
They do. And speaking of Inglourious Basterds,
he's a Force ghost. Yeah, Inglourious Basterds can, yes, Greg.
Sorry, I apologize. If they had a Hitler action figure, I'd be all over that shit. You know, I've got Captain America, and I'm playing with a Captain America figure right now, but it'd be awesome to have little battles with Hitler and all the superheroes.
That would be so cool.
That would be really cool.
Come on, at some point, I want a Red Skull in the worst effing way, and they are so expensive. The good ones are so expensive. Somebody had a Bowen figure, and they were selling it, and my wife's in the room. She's going to go nuts. But it was like under 200, but
yeah,
his light cigarette stick, you know, he's got that long cigarette stick like from the 1940s.
Perfect.
It was broken, so it didn't have it. So I'm like, ain't buying that, right? But I want a good Red Skull. So if anybody wants to donate to the old man so you can get a Red Skull, that'd be great. Leftoverarmy@gmail.com.
Scott, do you want to fit a bust? I have a Red Skull bust. It's right in my hand right now. You want it?
Send me a picture of it. We'll talk about it. I'm not. You can just give it to me, by the way. I mean,
why is that? Did I just make our friendship weird?
No, our friendship is always great. Oh, okay.
All right, I'll give it to you anyway.
Wow, that's cool. Let's talk about
this. Got awkward really fast.
No.
You got any more free shit?
I love free shit. Go ahead, Greg. I'll give my email.
Send me your address and I'll send you.
Rebecca did the same thing to me, right? She's like, I found this Batman DVD selection. Do you want it? And I'm like, of course I do, but I don't. I feel bad about anybody, you know, in the moment on the spot. I feel like you really shouldn't be spending money on me because I'm not worth it. Which is bullshit.
You're worth it to me.
I am
You're a special person. Right. Yeah.
Well, especially when Batman is the Batman and Robin DVD.
It was Adam West. Right?
Just pawn that off.
It was like the coolest thing ever. And I'm like, oh, wow. And so we went back. Rebecca, how long did we go back and forth on that?
Dude, I want to tell you something. We went back and forth on that for a good 15, 20 minutes.
It
may have been longer than that. In that time frame, I had already bought it and I had already packaged it at the post office and addressed it to you because I was going to send it to you no matter what. I just wanted to make sure you didn't already have it.
Oh, yeah.
So no, once you said, oh, I don't have that yet, I bought the damn thing and I already packaged it to send it to you. In the meantime, you were bitching and moaning about, but I don't know. You don't have to buy that for me. I feel so bad. Packaging it in the post. Just send me your address.
One thing for – it's perfectly accept. Here's my rules. It's so stupid, right? This is the old man rules, right? It's perfectly okay for me to do whatever the hell I want to do with my money and my friends, but – not true, right? I mean, it's stupid in my head logic kind of thing. It's glorious. I'm looking at it right now. It's awesome.
But you love it, right? Because that's 66 Batman.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And then, I know.
Well, the same thing. You were out. I don't know where you were. You were out somewhere, and I'm in the comic store, and I'm like, I know I need Batman 66 meets Wonder Woman 77. Which one do I need? I text you. I don't hear from you. And then I bought the wrong one, and then I told the guy at the front desk, I said, my friend wants this comic. He goes, oh, those are selling like hotcakes. We have a couple of issue 3 left. And I go, where? He goes, right over there. I said, okay, give me that one too, because I had no idea which one you wanted. Thank God, because that was the one you really wanted. Otherwise,
yeah, I wanted
to have 2 issue 6s. And there's things.
Issue 3 was the one I needed to complete.
Yeah, I know. And there's things in my collection that I'm going to do for you someday when I'm you know, in a good mood and want to be nice to my friends, and I'm not going to tell you about. And that's great. And that's what's really cool about the community. We'd love if you don't want your Red Skull bust and it's decent, that'd be great. If it's broken, then that's different, right?
So no, it's in perfect shape. It's also, I got to admit, the weirdness of having, you know, Nazi supervillains with 2 little kids in the house. It's a little weird from now and then.
Oh,
so
see, I don't have that issue anymore.
Yeah, no, you don't.
And the old man cave has grown. I did one video, and now I've redone it. And Dante, do you have an old man cave? Do you have a man cave?
I don't. I have a basement. It's a finished basement that I have a lot of my crap in, but I have a lot of work to do on that stuff. I have like a bookshelf with a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And some other things. I have a whole board game bookshelf set up, but nothing's really nice and neat kind of. I'd like to kind of make my basement into its own little man cave, but it's like, it's all cement on the, you know, the walls or plaster. So it's hard to, I guess, to kind of tack anything to it. I gotta drill into it and all that shit. So it's kind of a lot of work to get all this stuff. I have so much, like so many posters and like comics and things I'd like to kind of put up and shelving I'd like to do, but it's a lot of work. I'd have to get into doing that and kind of set that up.
So Greg, do you have a man cave?
I do. I'm sitting in it right now, and it's mostly Lego shit.
You and Dante are going to have a great discussion in a few minutes. That's going to be great.
Yeah, I have Alex Ross posters everywhere, which is really nice. Cool.
No wonder I mistook you for Joe Vitale. Continue.
Yeah, and I've got I got really about when my older kid was 7 years ago, I had really a lot of problems with stress, and I found that Legos really helped to keep me calm. So I started buying them, and then I started buying them for my kids. So they're everywhere. And the prize of my collection is the Lego Tower of Orthanc. It's the black tower from Lord of the Rings. It's 28 inches high.
Oh, nice.
It's awesome. Yeah. It looks like I'm making up for a small penis, I have to admit, because it's this giant, dark, obelisk in the middle of my basement. It's kind of embarrassing, but I love it. I don't give a shit. It's cool.
Is that the baby that laughs at the ripped paper?
Laughing about the small penis. But you guys can, great, you can talk. My man cave it's now a never-ending project.
Yeah.
Right? You know? I put two new shelving units in it, and they're really nice, but it just makes me realize that I need more shelving units, and it's just, I have really cut back, and I'm glad, because we could go off the chains, and I make fun of Jordan all the time, call him a one percenter, but holy crap. I could not spend. I really could spend $1,000 a month or more on this kind of stuff, 'cause it's really cool. But yeah, it's a never ending project. Rebecca, shame on me. Do you have a woman cave? I was going to say, do you have a lady cave?
Well, my whole apartment is a lady cave, 'cause it's just me and my sister here. I'm not a huge collector, to be totally honest with you. I have a few things.
Now you have more things.
I do. I have more things. Janine collects much more than I do. Janine has a really cool Star Wars collection, which is really, really badass. She's got stormtroopers and little figures and stuff. I have a few things. It's mostly Funko Pops, and it's very Wonder Woman heavy, and because that's really what I love. And I don't have tons and tons of stuff, but I have a few things.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Everybody should have one. I think we talked about it earlier that, Covey tells us, Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Yes, I'm actually quoting somebody who's smart, says that you should collect, because collecting's being in a never-ending treasure hunt, which is good for your soul. So get out there and collect Legos, ants, whatever.
I just heard that recently. I like that. I can't remember who said that.
What? The collecting is good for your soul?
The never-ending treasure hunt. Someone said that. I don't know.
Stephen Covey. I just quoted him. You run the tape.
Okay.
Dr. Stephen Covey. No, he's great. And you should read that book. Greg, I'm sure you've read that book.
Oh, nice. Absolutely. No, I haven't.
Greg, you haven't? You can't.
No.
You can't be my friend anymore.
Whoa. I'll pick up a copy.
You've never read 7 Habits of Highly Effective People?
No.
Really?
No, I haven't.
I have that book. I haven't read it.
Yeah. I don't have the attention span to read books anymore. I just can't do it.
Well, it was such a staple in what we do. Greg and I are in the same field. So it was such a staple for what we do. In the 80s and 90s, right? It was the thing in learning and development, in management kind of stuff. It was the thing. And I designed and developed and was Covey certified and all that kind of stuff. So I can quote Covey all day long. That's why I'm like, you haven't read that? Well, I guess it's okay. Because a lot of it's just no brainer, makes a lot of sense. We have actually had real content on this show, so we cannot continue this.
we're going to need to move in. This is way too serious for a Tales from the Yard episode.
Oh my God, way too epic.
Sorry, guys.
All of it. No, it's okay. It's all right.
Moving next episode, we're going to talk about chicken soup for the soul, just so everyone knows.
Oh, jeez. Nice.
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started on that. Let's get in some groovy shit.
Groovy.
Groovy shit of the week is when we talk about the groovy shit that we've been partaking in, and whether that's collecting or watching or fun groovy stuff we're done that we think that you guys should check out. No holds barred. So I'm going to start with I'll start with Dante. You saw a movie today?
Yeah, I checked out that new Chadwick Boseman movie that was on Netflix. It's called Message from the King.
Right.
And I saw it on Facebook earlier today, and I checked to see if it was actually up, and I guess they put it on today, or was it Friday it came out? So I gave that a shot right before we started recording. It ended, and it was okay. It reminded me a lot of like a 90s sort of action revenge type movie. I don't really have any
Is it like Raw Deal? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Raw Deal?
Yeah. Well, it basically, the story is that he's from South Africa and he hasn't seen his sister in a long time. And was, I guess, in LA. And he comes to visit her and see her. And she ends up getting killed. And he tries to get in to figure out what's up with her life and what happened. And I guess she got into drugs really bad and was in a really bad scene with these dudes and this drug guy. And it was just really, really, really bad.
More drugs. Yeah.
Well, so he gets revenge on those. He takes revenge on those people that kind of pushed her into that lifestyle. And it's okay. It's not the greatest movie. I mean, it's been done before. But it's interesting because he's got the same accent that he used for Black Panther. And I don't know if this was just like, hey, make this movie so you can get this accent down right. You know, because it kind of just seemed very throwaway. It's nothing that memorable, unfortunately, for me anyway.
All right, what would you rate it using a PCL rating?
Oh, I rated it, taste it. I mean, it was good. It wasn't bad. Maybe a low taste it. That's kind of where I would go. I mean, I don't think I'd ever watch it again. But I mean, it's a movie you've probably seen 10 times over. You know what I mean? With right. a different skin. Not to be racial or anything like that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, low taste it.
Cool. Anything else that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, like in what I've been watching and stuff.
What you've been watching, what you've been doing, what's floating your boat?
There is this show on Sci-Fi, there's a couple shows on Sci-Fi that I'm watching. And one is, what's it called? One is called Blood Drive. Have you guys heard of this show at all?
No.
I have. That's where the car runs on blood.
Right. It is raw and ridiculous.
Wait, a car runs on blood?
Yeah, okay.
Like instead of gasoline? Like,
yep. Yes. It's a kind of a new technology in this, or it's in a near future and of like a kind of almost apocalyptic sort of war earth. And there's this company that is kind of taken over the world as like this world corporation sort of thing. It's called Heart. And they've tested this new sort of vehicle. That's not kind of like the main story or anything, but these cars run on blood. And this guy, he's like the game master or whatever. And he created this thing called the Blood Drive. And it's kind of like, you know how in that movie, The Truman Show, where everyone was watching the TV, watching Truman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like that. Everybody watches the Blood Drive, right? And these guys race to these checkpoints, and it's almost, I can't believe it's on TV. Like, I can't believe it's even on cable. It's almost like pornographic. It's almost like extremely too gory to be on television.
And you love it.
It's crazy. I mean, it's just crazy. That's what makes it so appealing. Because there's like I said, there's just so much blood. It's gushing like at your face. It's crazy, but it's worth it if you like insane, totally not realistic, wacky racer cartoon live action. It's wild. It's like what's a movie that's
like. Death Race.
Yeah, Death Race plus Mad Max plus like the old wacky racer cartoon. And it's wild, but that's a good show. I've also been watching Dark Matter. I don't know if you guys heard Jared talk about it a couple times, but I've caught up on all that stuff right now. That show is a great sci-fi show.
That's where they're lost in space on a ship, and they don't know what's going on, right?
Right. Yeah. These five sort of dangerous people all wake up with their memories erased after being in stasis, and they all kind of have to learn who they are, and they become kind of new people. And you then, as the show goes on, you learn about their past, but they aren't those people anymore. And it's very interesting. This latest season has been really good. A lot of alternate dimension stuff, some time travel things, and it's definitely a sci-fi show, like of old sci-fi stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's so much better. It's so much more. It's so well produced, and like the stories are fun, but you could totally tell it's like those sci-fi shows of old, and I kind of like that.
Right. Were you a big Farscape guy?
No, I wasn't. I never did watch that. I know Farscape. Of it, but I never did watch it. I keep hearing about it. People tell me to watch it all the time. I just haven't got into it.
Were you a Battlestar Galactica guy?
Yeah, not the original stuff, but I watched those four seasons in the movie. Yeah, the remake stuff was great.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, and speaking of that, if you guys like that, there's a show called The Expanse. I don't know if you guys watched that on Sci-Fi.
I heard about it.
It's kind of like the new Battlestar Galactica. It is so good. It has been labeled the most accurately scientific, sci-fi show that's ever been produced. It's wonderful. Like with gravity, the science, the math, and everything, it's pretty damn spot on according to scientific types who have kind of studied and tested the show's writing.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, it's fantastic. That's a really, really, really good show.
Okay, cool. So how would you rate these other shows? So Blood Drive,
I would rate Tupperware just because it just tickles you. It tickles me anyway in the right places, but it's a wild show. Let's see. I think I would probably, I don't know if The Expanse would totally be a Tupperware for me, but Dark Matter, I think would have to be a high taste. I don't know if it's for everyone. I could see a lot of people thinking it may be boring or uninteresting, but I really like the characters. So some people are hard to get into certain characters and certain sci-fi stuff, but I think a high taste it for me for that. It's not the most perfect show, but it's a lot of fun.
Got it. Okay, cool. Greg, Mr. Wiffleball.
So have you guys ever,
so to speak,
have you guys ever heard of Raspberry Pi by any chance?
I love it. Tastes so good.
Do you know what I'm talking about though? The little computer things?
No, never heard of it.
Okay. So if you are disappointed that you did not get an NES Classic and you are stressed out about having to wait in line for an SNES Classic, I'm just going to tell you to Google the words RetroPie. And do a little research. So these are basically tiny little, it's a computer, but all it is just like a, I guess it's a motherboard. That's the best way I could describe it. And with limited instruction, you can actually load a software program on it called RetroPie that lets you play emulators on an HDTV. And these are all emulators of games I legally own, of course, allegedly. So I'm not incredibly technically inclined, but I was able to figure it out just watching a YouTube video, and it plays perfectly. And I had sort of gotten on this kick where a couple retro video game stores opened around me. So I was going and hunting games down, and I was getting really addicted to it and starting to spend a lot of money. And I'm like, if I could pull this off, then for like, you know, $60, I could play virtually any game I want, assuming that I legally own that cartridge, of course. It works amazingly well. Me and Mrs. Caliente were sitting around playing games well into the night last night. And, you know, about the only complaint I have, there are two things that you have to do when and if you get it. And this is going to sound really intimidating, but if you give it a shot, it's not too hard. These little computers are made in the UK, so you have to go into there's like a little terminal. and you have to just enter this little bit of code to change your keyboard from UK to US so that you can delete files. If you don't do that, you can't delete any files. Long story short, but Raspberry Pi, definitely. If you like retro games and you're kind of tired of having to go crazy trying to get these little retro consoles, Google it. And yep, do it with games that you legally own. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Or not. You know.
I didn't say that.
I did. That's totally fine. You owned them at one point in time, right, Greg?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. All of them.
I think you're covered there. I really do.
Yeah.
If not, you know, Officer Sturdy is going to be knocking at your house.
Yeah.
You might be knocking at your house wanting to play these games. You know,
but I was playing the Wayne's World game for Super Nintendo, was playing a little Shaq Fu last night.
Oh, Shaq Fu is so gloriously bad.
It was awful. Yeah. The Death of Superman game, which was
terrible.
Really wasn't very good. All the licensed games that I thought would be, they're just really awful. So
my favorite SNES game. Oh, I'll go around the room. Favorite SNES game, Rebecca.
Oh, God, skip me. I'm not a gamer. I have no clue.
You never played Super Nintendo?
Nope. Sorry. I did not.
Alrighty. Sorry. So send your Super Nintendo to Rebecca. Would you like a Super Nintendo? And be like, oh, I don't know. And I've already bought it. I've already packed it.
Sorry, I'm not cool. I don't know anything about anything.
Okay, Dante, favorite SNES game?
I would have to say either Turtles in Time or Mega Man X4.
Ooh, Mega Man X4 is good. Greg?
Zelda, no question.
Oh, Zelda was awesome. I beat that in a week.
I was never a huge, RPG guy as a kid. I did not have the attention span.
All those games are great. My favorite is Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Oh my God, yeah. I love that game.
Such a great game.
And my son was playing that. Awesome.
Limited distribution. So if you got your hands on that game, it was like you were the coolest guy ever. And it was awesome. That game.
I let someone borrow it. I traded SNES cartridges with a kid when I was a little kid, and I never got it back.
Oh, let's hunt them down.
Oh, my God. It was such a fun game.
All right. Dante needs a copy of SNES's Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Scott, there's one really awkward social thing that's come out of this, because I've had this thing for 2 days now. And did I piss the dogs off?
Probably. Just right, throw a wiffle ball at them.
I will.
They see children or anybody outside and they think they're tough.
Right.
So I've had a couple of my fellow middle-aged male friends over, and everyone who sees this thing is like, can you make one for me? Can you hook me up? So I'm like, you know, I feel awkward. So I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. It's going to be like the fat nerd Breaking Bad of retro video games soon if I don't stop. I have to hide this thing because everyone who sees one wants me to make one for them. So, and then it's like they're my friends. I don't want to charge them any money. You know, I feel like a dude charge money for it.
You're going to be known as Greg Heisenberg Caliente.
Right.
Right?
Hey, if you do something everyone likes, there's no shame in charging money for it.
I just couldn't do it. I know. But, yeah.
I would, for sure. Make some money. Allegedly make money. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly. Rebecca, I'm sorry, Greg, what else has you got going on? You're playing, games and making stuff for your friends, allegedly. What else are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing is Finn Dietz Creek got me into Marvel Legends.
I'm sorry.
I know, with all the pictures. So now
literally
I'm
poor.
Yeah, every time I drive by a Walgreens, I stop and get out of my car. But I'll just kind of stalk on Amazon to see if there are any that came down in price enough to be worth throwing a few bucks out for. And for whatever reason, everyone hates the Secret Wars Captain America figure. So this is, you know, the Secret Wars costume from the Bendis series, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it never actually appeared in the comics, so I guess people hate it. I found this thing on Amazon for $3.97, Prime, free shipping. And it's a nice little figure, you know. It's a pretty cool costume. It's modern. It's good articulation. It's got a shield. Go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it is an add-on item, so you do need to buy one other thing.
Yeah, and I actually bought my Raspberry Pi and threw this on there, so it worked out perfectly. Yeah. But yeah, so I just got him today, and he's a great little figure.
There's another add-on I found too. I saw that because Rebecca, didn't you say that you found it? And does anybody want it?
Oh yeah, I was at a random Walgreens in Manhattan, and there was a Captain America figure that's part of the Build-A-Figure, and it was like really cheap. It was, I don't know, I think it was less than $7. And I just threw it up there on the page. If anybody wanted it, I'd get it for them. But I think Jared said it was even cheaper on Amazon.
Oh wow. Maybe it's got to be the same figure, and
I think so. Yeah,
it's like a navy blue costume.
Yep, I think so.
People hate this figure for some reason, but he's cool.
Captain Britain. Well,
which figure is it?
Here,
it's it up. Sorry, Captain America: Secret Wars. Secret War. Sorry, singular.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the same figure, but it may have been this. It may have been Secret Empire. I have to look at the picture again.
Is that
again,
the one where it's green and he's got like, it's like the...
Dante, it's on the screen right now. So he's...
I'm sorry, I was not looking.
No, that's totally fine. He's got this white stripe. I think it's cool. I like the fact that the shield is connected to his arm like that.
Yeah, it's got like a little motion swipe thing that you can do all these little poses with to the shield to make it look like he's throwing it.
Yep.
I would not buy Nazi Cat, by the way. I just draw the line somewhere. I would not.
It's to me. Yeah. It's totally fine.
Right.
Yeah.
But this one, he looks really cool. And also picked up Jessica Jones yesterday at my Walgreens. Psyched nice. To have Jessica Jones. Awesome figure, leather jacket. She's the best. I'm psyched for that.
They've got Captain Britain is also an add-on right now. It's $4.97 if you like Captain Britain. So if you want to get something for Dan West or Matt Kirby for $4.97, you can do that. So that's really, really great. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing. Is that it?
That's it.
Rebecca, what have you been up to?
So this morning I went upstate to Harrison, New York to a small comic shop. They're called All Yeah Comics. They were having Charles Soule there as part of the Curse Words tour. And it was so much fun because I got to have my Curse Words issue number one signed by him. Also, I bought the paperback trade. And if you bought the trade, Ryan Brown drew a like an original drawing on the inside cover. That was pretty cool. And he signed my Darth Vader number one. It was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
If anybody lives upstate New York, in or around Harrison, which is a little bit further north of like Larchmont, I would really recommend this place. It's called Aw Yeah Comics. And like, it's a really great community up there. I met really nice people. Like the shop owner knew everybody's name. Like everybody who was waiting online has to be regular customers because he knew everyone's name. They knew his name. He was like, "Oh yeah, I'll text you that information later because I got your number, whatever." Like it was a really nice, like a local comic shop.
Aren't they a pretty big company though, too?
They are. I was looking them up online, and they're a chain, and there's a couple of stores throughout the country. But this one had the feel of a local comic shop, and cool. Which I really loved because, you know, living here in New York, I mean, my local comic shop, quote unquote, is Midtown Comics, which is right. Not terribly local. You know, I mean, I love them. But they don't know me by name, and because there's it's too big. They, you know, and they have a huge online store. So, like, yeah, my local comic shop is not very local. It's, you know, it's in the middle of Grand Central, and it's huge. So to go upstate and I spent the morning. I took like the commuter rail up there, and so worth it. It was so worth it. I had a great time. It was a really neat experience. It was great and super humble. Both him and Ryan, super super humble guys. Like they thanked everybody for waiting for them, which I mean there was like not any wait, but they were just like, "Hey, thanks for waiting online for us. It's really nice of you. We really appreciate it." And it was a really great experience. I did that this morning. And it was really cool.
Grooftastic. Those kind of trips are really fun. Like I have three comic book shops near me. Every one is a very different from the other. I haven't developed a relationship with any one of them. Although one is the one in my town. If you come visit me, I'll take you there. It's much more of a gamer's haven than it is a real standard comic book shop. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I want to buy comics, I don't go there. If I want to play Pokemon with a bunch of stinky people, I'm going to go there.
Yeah, there's about like three or four comic shops, I guess, within maybe a 10 or 15 mile radius from me.
That's awesome.
But there's only one that's like a really, really good one. I was on like a pull list with one when I first moved out here, because I didn't know anybody or anything when I moved out here to Ohio. And it was one of those stinky gamer ones. It was a nice shop and everything, but they didn't take care of their books. The owner guy was kind of a dick. So he didn't give a shit about customers unless they came in to buy game stuff or played tournaments, because that's where he made most of his money.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So he was just a big asshole. So I quit that pull list, and I got together with another comic shop, and this guy Jeff, he's an artist, and he owns the shop. He owns two of them in Cincinnati. They're called Queen City Comics, and he's a really cool guy. And they take care of their books, and they're really knowledgeable, and it's a pretty good shop. There's a couple other ones that aren't really that great. They sell a lot of different things like Legos and stuff. They're just everything is just way overpriced. But this guy, Queen City Comics, is a pretty cool shop down here in Cincinnati.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, ours is, well, I got the comic shop in Cape. I think it's called Comics, Great Comics. But the one that I really like, it's really eclectic. It's called Hero Trader. It's not too far. You walk in, do you remember the Attack of the Space Monsters, 1950s movie where they didn't have the costume for the robot that they were going to shoot didn't show up. So they used a gorilla costume instead. robot head. Has anybody ever seen pictures of that?
I don't know. I probably have. I just can't remember.
They've got a life-size statue of Attack of the Monster from outer space, which awesome. Is basically this big gorilla outfit with a robot head. that is awesome. They also have, oh my God, they're gorgeous. They're these gorgeous prints. I offered to buy one from the guy. He's like, you can get them online, dude. He's not going to sell them to me. But they're basically the 1966 Batmobile. They're prints. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's like, they have just like a shot of the rear of the vehicle. And it's just gorgeous. Those, I think it was it Ellis that did those? Who did the 1960? He did the, oh my God, Black Beauty. He did the Monsters car. I got to look it up. But he had all these.
I know who you're talking about. I don't remember the guy's name.
He did all those cars. I'm in my man cave. That's what I want. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. In addition to a Red Skull, because I want to get 66 Batmobile, the Monsters Mobile.
The Monsters Mobile is so cool.
it's awesome. And Diamond Select makes. This has turned into the collectible cave, by the way. Diamond Select makes Hot Rod Grandpa and Hot Rod Herman.
Oh, so nice!
If you get the Diamond Selects Monsters car, you got to get the action figures to go with it. I'm like, oh my God, what is that? You know, a couple $100. I'm like, I take. Hero Trader. We'll go there during Yard Fest. What else is going on? Rebecca, you went up to a comic book store, spent a lot of money. What else?
And last week I saw Atomic Blonde in the theater. Did anybody else see it yet?
Have not seen it yet.
No,
I haven't yet. There's a bootleg copy that's just too undefined to watch.
Oh, gotcha.
Allegedly.
Officer Sturdy, allegedly. I'll just talk about it really, really quick. So I went on Tuesday night to go see it. It's based on a graphic novel, which I have not read, so I can't, like, say if it was true to the novel or not. Charlize Theron, of course, stars in it. You've got James McAvoy is in it. I enjoyed the movie a lot. If I had to give it an overall rating, I would give it a high taste tip. It is not a Tupperware for a couple of reasons. Number one, the first half of the movie is very slow. Like it's plotting and it's just slow and slow and slow. And it's like, where are all these amazing action scenes? Like
they don't show the dinosaur till 40 minutes in.
There you go. There you go. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, and then the other thing is the story is very basic. You've seen it a million times, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's like someone stole the list of all the secret agents and they've got to get the list back. Like right. You've seen that movie a million times. So like to me that storyline was like, whatever. The music was really good because it does take place in 1989, like right before the Berlin Wall comes down. There's a lot of really great 80s music. I felt like this one was trying to be like a Baby Driver, like use the music just like Baby Driver did, but I don't think they quite accomplished it the same as good as Baby Driver did.
That's interesting because I heard that they were, I mean, I didn't hear that they were doing it, but I mean, as you hear the trailer, you hear right. that they're kind of trying to do what Baby Driver did.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and I thought maybe that was just for the trailer because people have done that in trailers for decades. I mean, they have done like
exactly.
the gunshots with the
yeah.
film. I didn't think they were going to actually do it in the movie like Baby Driver totally and successfully did. That's funny.
Well, here's the weird thing. So we've all seen the trailers, right? And she's punching the guys to the beat of the music, right?
Right.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. And then I go to the theater, and it's a totally different song, and she doesn't hit them on beat.
Oh.
So I was like, it kind of like annoyed me a little bit. Like, okay,
they Suicide Squatted you.
A little bit. But now having said all of that, the second half of this movie is amazing. It will blow your mind. Every single hallway fight scene you've seen in Marvel Netflix cannot compare to the fight scene in this movie.
Really?
It's a hallway fight. I'm telling you, it is so good. And there's no music to it. There's no, this wow. is the beauty of it, right? There's no music to it. And she is just fighting dude after dude after dude. And you think that they're dead and they come back. Again, I'm not going to give any spoilers away because there are twists to the movie, which is great because it's a spy film. Should be twists. What I loved is that as she's fighting these guys, right, she's getting just, I mean, her face is getting pounded on. They're kicking her. They're punching her. She's fighting back. But by the end of it, she can barely stand up. The dude she's fighting can barely stand up. So I actually really like that because sometimes you go to these movies and, like, you know, the hero is, like, fighting, like, 100 guys. When it's all over, they're like, okay, let's go to the next thing. And they're fine. Like, that was nothing, you know, but she had, you know, she was physically hurt. She was physically drained. She could barely walk, which is, you know, normal. That's what should happen after you fight like a bunch of guys, right? It's excellent. It is a hard R though. Like it is, do not bring your kids because there is a full on, lesbian sex scene. This is not, this is a hard R. So
I'm on Fandango right now. Two adults, two children. Let's see. Sunday.
Yeah. So like, you know, some movies are an R, but it's like you cover your kid's eyes and it's all right. No, this is not.
The R in rated R does not stand for are you bringing your children?
No, it does not at all. They also kind of like marketed this movie as like Charlize Theron and James McAvoy have to like team up. They sort of do, but they. Not really. I would have liked a little bit more screen time with them together. But again, first half was like, but then the second half was incredible. So overall, I would give it a high taste. It. If you don't want to see it in the theater, which is totally fine, you could definitely watch it at home. I don't feel like it would take away too much terribly Like, you know, some movies you have to see on the big screen.
I don't see that this one being one of those.
No, not at all. Like, you know, I get, like, you know, Guardians, you want to see it, like, you know, the big screen because of all the effects and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of practice. It's all practical, really, because it's stunts. I will say Charlize Theron did pretty much every single stunt in this movie, with the exception of one or two. It's all cool. Her. It's all her fighting and just being badass. So it's very good. I mean, yeah, overall, high taste it. If you don't want to see it in a theater, I totally get that. But I would say definitely, you know, rent it, watch it on cable, whatever, when it comes out. It's pretty good. And if you've read the book, then you could, like, compare how accurate it is. But, yeah, that's Atomic Blonde.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Well, we're getting on close to our hard stop, so I want to quickly go over some cool stuff, groovy shit that I've been doing this week. Last week, the missus and I watched Backcountry, best Lost in the Woods being chased by a bear movie that I've ever seen. That was great. this week, last night, actually, because when you do that, you start watching stupid shit like that. Actually, it was glorious. things will show up in your Netflix queue. There's this thriller. It's called Man Versus. Has anybody ever seen Man Versus?
No. I've seen Man Versus Food, but that's different.
Yes, Man Versus Food.
So this is like, is it Bear Grylls, the guy that goes out and, you know, gets trapped, you know, gets lost?
Oh, yeah.
Not right, good. Right. He drinks his own piss and stuff.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. So great. There's this Bear Grylls guy, right? But it's not. And he's got his own cable show called Man Versus. And him and his buddies go out in northern Canada. He gets dropped off for 5 days. And he's got to film himself. And, you know, the first part of the movie, it's a lot like that show where he's filming himself. But you get to see the behind the scenes. So it's not one of those, you know, horror movies, it's all, you know, shaky cam, everything got caught on the camera. It's a real movie, but it has some shaky cam elements to it as he's filming himself on a GoPro and whatnot. And, you know, believe it or not, I actually learned some useful survival skills that I could use if I ever get lost in the woods and I'm being stalked by a bear. So that was really, really cool. However, there's a twist to it. This is kind of like, how do I put it? Man lost in woods, Bear Grylls lost in woods. Imagine if he was lost in the woods and in the middle of his filming, the predator showed up.
Oh, shit.
And so that's kind of what happened in this movie. Without giving anything away, the predator shows up or something like that. And it was really cool. The CG was it was terrible, but I give this a high taste. I had a really good time with it. It was great. And then after we got done, we were talking about how other ways it could have ended. It had a real nice, strong ending to it. I had a good time. Man Versus, it's worth checking out. It's only 90 minutes long. I was surprised by it. I really honestly thought it was going to suck, and it didn't. So hey, great. The other thing that I've recently found is Justice League Action. I just recently.
Yes. Oh, it's so good.
It is amazing. Rebecca, are you watching Justice League Action?
I think I've seen it on Netflix, but I haven't watched any episodes. Is it like new Justice League cartoons?
It's not on Netflix.
It's on,
it's not on Netflix. Oh.
It's not on Netflix. We found it on I have PlayStation Vue.
Okay.
I think I sent you that link, didn't I, a couple weeks ago, Rebecca?
You did? Oh god, yes. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
But she get the link to work on her phone. So she's
destroyed by it. No, because I mentioned that I was watching it, and you said, where can I get that?
Yeah, you did. Right. I'm sorry. Yep, I remember now, because I looked interesting, and I said, where can I watch this? Okay.
It's so much fun. Okay. Oh, my God. I love that cartoon.
each episode's 15 minutes.
Around 10, 11 minutes. Yeah, well, they're not even
of the same commercial in there. If I have to see the Teen Titans Go Summertime Go dance off again, I'm going to vomit. But it's just awesome. I mean, it's in the same style as Justice League cartoon, and it's glorious. It really is great. It's a real tight story. And that's what I love about it. They tell great stories in 10 to 15 minutes, and then they're done. So, like, hey, we're going to tell a cool story, and we're out. So every story is really good. And we've watched like 8 of them. I'm loving it. It's awesome. It's an awesome thing.
Oh, man, I got to get on that because that sounds like right up my alley. Like stuff I would enjoy watching.
Totally love it. I don't know. Greg, are your kids watching this?
No, but I've been jotting it down. What's the art style like for the – is it just big blocky sort of characters like the old Batman or –
It almost looks exactly like, I mean, they're a little bit bulkier, but it almost looks exactly like the Justice League and Justice League Unlimited cartoon. Yep.
Gotcha.
It's a little bit more child friendly, but it's not like Teen Titans Go bullshit. They really, really look good. And I would suggest looking it up, Googling them. They look good. It's all the same voices with some new ones, obviously, but you get Tim Daly still does Superman.
Yes.
You still get, Batman, Kevin Conroy. It's fantastic. It's such a good show. There's like 30 episodes, I think, now.
34.
It's amazing. It's so much fun. Like Scott said, the stories are like perfectly self-contained in 10, 11 minutes.
So good. The only thing I had a problem with was whoever they got to voice Lex Luthor.
I hated it.
I hate it. So when you say awful. They're all the same voices, I'm like, oh, no, they're not.
Well, it almost sounds like James Woods is playing Lex Luthor.
I don't know who the fuck's playing Lex Luthor, but I guarantee you that you could do a better job. For sure. Rebecca could do a better Lex Luthor than
that. I don't know about all that, but
he really sounds like James Woods. You remember James Woods when he did the voice for Hades in Hercules? It sounds like that
character. Yeah.
Even whinier than that. I mean, whiny. It's just terrible. It's awful. But other than that, everything's been spot on. Batman's been great. When they did this, oh, it was so fantastic. I think it's episode 8 where the Toy Man comes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great one.
Sets up an arcade. And so the Toy Man is playing against Cyborg, and they've got these devices on Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman, and they have to fight each other like they were in a video game, and it's a fighting game like Injustice. And the Easter eggs in that episode are off the fucking chain. It's so good. They got finishing moves, and it was so well done. I'm like, oh my God, this is – could you like have this go another 20 minutes because it was great.
I wish they did so much more of that.
So good.
They just did an episode that I watched recently with Mixius Spitlick came back from the fifth dimension.
Right.
And they got Gilbert Gottfried to do his voice again.
Oh, awesome.
It's amazing. He does like all these characters come in and he just does a like body swap, like Freaky Friday. So you got like Superman is in Stargirl's body it's the other way around. Batman's in Stargirl's body. Superman's in Batman's body, and Stargirl's in Superman's body, and it's just absolute hysterical. It's so funny. He switches a whole bunch of bodies with other characters, and then they try and get him to say his name backwards to send him back off. And it's so good. It really just reminds you of the old 90s and early 2000 Justice League series, and it's wonderful show.
Hey, Dante, it is James Woods doing Lex Luthor.
I told you. I knew it.
You're spot on, man. You are spot on. It is James Woods. But, you know, it's not the same guy doing Superman. It's Jason Lewis.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But
he sounds
totally
so much like him.
Everything else. Yeah, yeah. I believe you. But I love that Mark Hamill is playing the Joker again, which
right,
is amazing.
Right, right. Oh, and he also plays Swamp Thing,
Swamp
too.
Thing, yep. You're so right. There's a lot of big names on here, like oh, this is neat. Sean Astin's playing Shazam. Dietrich Bader is playing Booster Gold. Like, there's, like, Jerry O'Connell's playing the Atom.
Oh, the Booster Gold Batman episode was a heart-turner. Oh, my God.
Really?
It's so good. Because Booster Gold and time travel and Batman, it's hysterical. And then it's just like, oh, man, he's such a sad character, Booster Gold.
Wow.
But it's so good. It really is cool because they make that funny sort of dopey character actually cool, but no one else knows that how cool
that's
he is.
That's neat. Wow. That is –
Yeah,
that's,
it's good.
You know, that's the mark of a good – show, whether it be animated or live action, when they can really take something that can that could just be played off as very lighthearted and really make you feel something, that is good TV. That is good stuff, whether it's animated or live action.
Yeah. It's definitely a show to check out.
Yeah.
Guys, I apologize. I got to put these little fuckers to bed. My bad.
Oh!
All right.
I'm sorry. It's a wiffle ball. Yeah. They're right to sleep.
They're cranky because of all the wiffle ball bruises.
Give him some NyQuil.
I will. That's coming up. Sorry, Scott. I apologize.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. That's
all right, guys. Take it easy.
Showing up, Greg.
Take it easy. Bye,
later. Guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
7 minutes ourselves. I guess the last thing I'll say is I've been watching Ozark. Dante, did you watch Ozark?
I've only seen the first episode. I'm waiting for my lady to get back from vacation.
What did you think of the first episode?
Kind of slow to get into it first, but it picks up, and I'm really excited to keep going with it. I love that actor. I like the character so far. Yeah, he's pretty great, and from all the things that I'm hearing, I'm really excited to keep going with it.
Oh, I'm sorry I had to stop. Yeah, there's a Rebecca, you haven't seen it yet, right?
I haven't started it yet. I am going to watch it, though, because everybody's been really raving about it. I'm going to watch it.
There's a moment in the first episode that was a game changer moment for Lynn and I are watching it. I think you know exactly what I'm talking about, Dante. There's this moment where you're like, oh, okay, well, this is kind of groovy and he's going to go take care of something. And then boom, something happens and we
right.
Oh no. And then I was in. As soon as that moment happened, I was like, I am in.
It's one of those shows where you really have to like pay attention to what he's saying or you're going to miss a lot. It's a pretty smart show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, no, total Tupperware that we got through it in like 3 days. Not even
nice. Oh. Hey, going back to bear movies, just real quick. Have you ever seen The Edge?
Of course I have.
Oh, okay. Okay. That movie you talked about reminded me of The Edge.
Oh, The Edge is a good movie, but
I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, I don't know though. I mean,
go back and watch it. It holds up so well.
I'm sure
I like
it. No,
it
does. I don't know. I don't want to put it. There's some groovy stuff that happens in Backcountry that pisses me off and that excites me at the same time. There's a scene in Backcountry where holy shit! If you ever done any camping, bears, there's a scene in there. That'll just make your skin crawl. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, like,
oh my God, no way, no. Oh, it's so good. Oh, that makes the movie right there. Like, there are movies that are iffy, but there's like a few moments in them that go, okay, that saved the movie right there.
I might have to check that out. You said it's on Netflix?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. And if you don't like it, then you can blame Greg. You know,
okay. He's not going to defend himself.
We got 4 minutes left. Let's see if you guys got anything to rant about.
You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. Fuck you.
All right. Advertised content, rants of the week. It's a short show. David's out, so I don't want to throw anything on the list. Rebecca's got to go tweet about sharks.
Sharknado, man.
Sharknado.
For 4 minutes. T-minus 4 minutes to Sharknado 5.
I have never watched 1 minute of Sharknado.
I've seen the first one, and that's enough for me.
Oh, boo.
I'll stick to Tremors.
Tarantula, baby.
Oh, gosh. I love Tremors.
Fucking Tarantula. That's what you can watch.
Yes, Lava Lantula. The concept alone is a great idea, but I don't even have to watch it for it to be cool.
I know.
Steve Guttenberg, baby. He makes
yep,
it.
Yep.
Totally makes it. Any rants? Rebecca, rant?
I really don't have a rant this week. What can I say? No rant for me. Sorry. Things are okay.
Yeah, not even waiting an hour to start a podcast because certain pizza technology.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's not a rant. That's not a rant at all.
No, it's totally all right. Just give me shit, Dante. Dante, any rants for you?
No, I'm not really upset about anything. I don't get too mad. I'm loving kind of getting back into collecting, though. If I could positive rant, I guess I haven't
positive rant. Okay,
Well, you know what I mean. Like, I'm really excited about kind of getting back into collecting here slowly. I used to do a lot of comics, and I was doing a lot of selling comics after I bought them, and you know, turn them back out and everything. I'd get comics graded and then sell them that way to make more. And now I just like now I'm kind of over the trying to make money off of a collection now. I love comics, but I haven't really been into or reading. I feel very overwhelmed with a lot of the stuff that's been happening in comics and storylines. And it's just a little bit too much for me. And I just don't have too much time to read anymore with all the animals and my lady and take care of the house, you know, just adult shit. So, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of collecting some action figures and things like I have before, but I would never really kind of take them out of the box. I always wanted to keep them nice and stuff, but I'm thinking of getting a display case and getting those figures. And like I've been getting my little Legos and shit, and that's been a lot of fun, and putting those together and displaying them because they're so tiny. I could put them anywhere. You know, I'm not getting any huge sets, but I'm just excited about doing that and getting into some more of the hot toys and those other sort of statue type figure collectibles are a lot of fun. So I like them. They just look so cool. So I mean, I'm getting into that, I guess. And that's a lot of fun for me.
Yeah. So I guess my only rant is this fucking show. I mean, this show.
Rant about your own show?
Yes. This show has been far too fucking serious and entertaining. I'm really pissed off at all of you. I mean, none of you brought anything that was deplorable. There was absolutely no name calling of things going on, and people weren't backstabbing each other and, you know, getting drunk and passing out. I mean, the quality standards of this show are at a level that will keep our four listeners happy. And I got to believe that they're not happy. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. Cause now we got to have people actually bring content to the show and talk about interesting things that people might actually be interested in. So fuck this show. I can't believe that I waited this long to get both of you on to actually talk about real motherfucking content. Shame on both you assholes. I can't fucking believe it. You got to go watch your Sharknado, so I got to end this thing early. Dante, you're going to go and put your Legos together. Go put your fucking Legos together. That's totally, totally fine. I'm just going to have to go shove my head down into the sand and hope that no one kicks me in the ass for the rest of the weekend. So you guys have a great weekend. Have fun watching Sharknado. Have fun spending all your money on great stuff. Have fun doing all the stuff that makes sense. And we'll hopefully get back together in a few days and talk about, oh, and they stole my what the fuck news. Thanks, ladies. Thanks for talking about shit that we should talk about. You know, those hands going over. Fuck, no, I can't talk about it. I got to throw it away. We're the king of men says. Okay? That's what this show is all about. Fuck this show. Fuck the Star Wars bumper. Nobody wanted to hear my fucking Star Wars bumper, so I guess I'm going to save money on it. So you guys can go fuck yourselves and stay out of my
ear. You got that bumper, man? Play it right now.
Play it now. Play it.
I can't play that bumper, Brian.
Play the bumper.
What the fuck?
I can't play the bumper.
Scott.
Don't be a fucker. Play the bumper.
I am ordering you as queen of the leftover army. Play the goddamn Star Wars bumper.
Listen to your goddamn queen.
We will be banned. We will be banned for life if we play.
Well, at least we have this show.
I won't make any money. You guys want to hear the bumper? Is that it?
Yeah.
Listen, Scott, I'm an admin now. I won't ban you.
Do it. Do it. Play the bumper.
Fuck it. I'll play the bumper. Fuck it. I can't. Brian just texted me. Said he was going to rip my groin out and kill my child.
Jesus. That was quick. He's listening in live.
He is. He said he'd be
live.
Yes.
He's got spies everywhere.
We do.
God.
Oh my gosh.
We almost had it. We almost had it, Rebecca.
So close to hearing the Star Wars bumper.
All right, next time we get together.
I am missing important dialogue on Sharknado. How will I follow the plot now?
Can't you? Oh, wait, your listeners are going to be live, aren't they?
Yeah, I have to. I'm doing this live.
Live tweets.
I'm 3 minutes late now.
Oh, live my tweets, God.
Man, I gotta go.
She's not going to get paid.
No, she's not. Yeah. 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 All right. Hey, if you guys have anything interesting you want to say, especially if it's vulgar and it makes no sense, like Eric Mirabel, send us an email at leftoverarmy@gmail.com or yardtales@iLoveCheesyPoofs.com. And all due respect, thanks for bringing good content, both of you. Hope you have a great time collecting stuff, spending lots of money, and watching Sharknado. Until that time, stay the fuck out of my yard, all right?
The ding ding, 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 the dang ding, ding ding, the 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 ding ding.
Bobby, go! Come on, Bob! Show us your ding-ding!
Ding-ding! Ding-ding!